This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolien Marks.
Hello, Rolien Marks.
Hello, Kathy Kayla. I don't even want to venture outside and look at what the traffic is like this side. I'm already exhausted just listening to yours.
Thank you so much. So kind of you to say so. Rolien, Linda Sarsour is apologizing for offending Jewish members of the Women's March. What?
Well, has she really? Let's ask ourselves this question. She has apparently released a statement apologizing on behalf of the Women's March for causing harm to the movement's Jewish members and for being too slow to show its commitment to fighting anti-Semitism. Now, this is very strange, considering if you look at Linda Sarsour's Twitter activity, Linda doesn't seem to understand the correlation between Judaism and Zionism and Zionist identity. So she has said in her statement, "We should have been faster and clearer in helping people understand our values and our commitment to fighting anti-Semitism. We regret that. Every member of our movement matters to us, including our incredible Jewish and LGBTQ members. We are deeply sorry for the harm we have caused, but we see you, we love you, and we are fighting with you." Now, I read her statement, and I have to say, I don't believe in the sincerity of her so-called apology. In fact, I could make comparisons to other things, but I want to be polite. Now, the women's movement, as we discussed yesterday, their original founder, Teresa Shook, has distanced herself from what the march has become. We've heard increasing criticism of the Women's March because of the treatment of LGBTQIA members as well as Jewish members. I mean, Linda Sarsour going as far to say last year that just that Israelis are not human. And you know what happens, Kathy, Simon, every time Jews are described as subhuman.
Mm. I think what happens anytime anybody's described as subhuman.
Exactly, but this comes off the back of Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam, who he himself is a notorious anti-Semite, saying that he is not anti-Semitic, he is anti-Termite. So those very disturbing and offensive anti-Semitic tropes, subhuman, termites, something that should be eradicated, that kind of language. She also said that just the mention of the word Zionism, it makes her sick, that it's something abominable. So these are one of the many reasons why the Women's March has come under criticism. Another reason why they've come under criticism, and it's not just the allegiance with strange allies like Louis Farrakhan, but also for financial impropriety. And I think it was one of the listeners who brought it up last week that Linda Sarsour, when there was the desecration of cemeteries in America, she quickly moved to raise money. She wanted to show solidarity. She did it again with Pittsburgh and was summarily told by people, "We don't need your hypocritical crocodile tears." But apparently, and this is not the first time that allegations of financial impropriety have been leveled at the Women's March, that money raised for the so-called destruction of tombstones has not been given to the relevant communities. And this is not the first time that this criticism has been leveled at the Women's March. So it looks like things are unraveling quickly.
There seems to be a bit of a trend happening here between Corbyn's Labour Party apologizing after the fact, Linda Sarsour apologizing after the fact. You know, these apologies, everywhere they come, but they come a little bit too late. They shouldn't have happened in the first place. Anyway, you're supposed to be ranting
Absolutely.
And raving, not me. Talk to us about Airbnb, Rolien.
And firstly, can I ask you, is this actually a story? Who even goes to Judea and Samaria? If you're going on holiday to Israel, you want to go to Eilat, you want to go to Jerusalem, you want to go to Tel Aviv. Is this actually a story? Has anybody ever taken it up?
It is a story. I have to say that it is a story. And it's a story for the following reasons. It's not about whether or not you go to Judea and Samaria.
It,
some
it,
people, some people do. The issue is the yet again appalling double standard. Now, iconic human rights activist and prisoner of Zion, Natan Sharansky, who was also the former head of the Jewish Agency, said that we can measure anti-Semitism through what he calls his 3D lens. Delegitimization, the demonization of Israel. We've just discussed demonization with regards to some of the statements Linda Sarsour has made, but also double standards. And it's the appalling double standards that Airbnb are propagating in this instance. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons is, how many people do you know go to Gaza on holiday, but you can still rent an apartment in Gaza through Airbnb, the same as you can in northern Cyprus, the same as you can in Tibet, the same as you can in Russia or in other parts of the world where there are gross human rights violations. The reason why this is a profound, and we can actually call it corporate anti-Semitism, because it is targeting one group of people, Jewish people.
Isn't
and
it?
The areas that are predominantly, or settlements that are predominantly Jewish.
Because I actually asked, Simon Pluska this morning when I was speaking to him, I said, are any of those 200 properties that were delisted in Judea and Samaria, were any of them owned by Arabs? Because there are Arabs in the area. So he's
that would come up differently. That comes up as Palestine. I've tried this. That comes up as Palestine. It doesn't come up as Judea and Samaria.
No, so if you Google Palestine on Airbnb,
yes,
all the Jerusalem listings come up.
East Jerusalem listings?
No, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Old City.
Oh, well, they are getting themselves into areas of great difficulty there.
But I suppose they should put something there. Have you seen that, Ro?
I have seen that, and I've also seen the fact that those who pushed for this decision are NGOs that are notorious for having a dog in the race, are notorious for their very, very one-sided anti-Israel criticism. One of those NGOs at the forefront of this is Human Rights Watch, and Human Rights Watch have been taken to task many, many times for their profound bias against the state of Israel. And I know that they are trying to do the same with bookings.com. So this policy is extremely well coordinated. It is a very, very well financed campaign. And let's just have a look at some of the people that are involved. One is the Some of Us. The Some of Us is a community of people, by their words, not mine, that exist to put bad corporations in their place. They created a fake Airbnb listing for a property located over what we call the 1949 Armistice Line. And the listing makes numerous claims, false claims regarding that land and water and olive trees are stolen. And they even went so far as to make up their own house rules that said all those who could be perceived as Arabs must be accompanied by armed guards while in the settlement for their own protection. Now, this is a fake listing. And you could understand why Airbnb might at a glance take this seriously, but in further investigations, these are the type of people who are pushing for this. Another is Code Pink. Code Pink took Ashton Kutcher, the actor, to task for his promotion of Airbnb. Others are organizations like Visualizing Palestine and the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights and the American Muslims for Palestine. So these are all organizations that are known to be BDS supporters and that very, very much have an agenda. Now, it remains to be seen how Airbnb are going to respond to this. But one thing is for sure is that our Minister of Strategic Affairs, Gilad Erdan, has called not only on Israelis to boycott Airbnb in light of these decisions, but is looking at legislation from our own side, how we deal with Airbnb and what we see as profoundly discriminatory treatment of Israel and Airbnb places in Judea and Samaria at the expense of other places in the world where there are great human rights infractions.
That's a good place to leave it. As per usual, Israel, never a dull moment.
No.
And never an easy issue.
No, which is why we talk to Rolene, and she just gives us a different spin on things. Thanks, Rolene.
Pleasure, guys.
Have a wonderful afternoon. Or evening,
speak
anyway.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Take care.
Same time as you guys.
Yep.
So, Erev Tov, everybody. Have a good one. We'll chat tomorrow.
Thanks so much. God bless, Rolene.